This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله أيضا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي حد محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, who have allowed us to be together again from one Sunday to the next Sunday. Alhamdulillah again, the Jama'ah who have went for Umrah is back yesterday. Alhamdulillah, everybody was fine, shukur. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen accept our Umrah maqbulan, al-Umrah ilal Umrah, Muqaffarat baynahuma, the Prophet said, one umrah to the next umrah, all the sins that we have committed, may Allah erase it and forgive the past sin, and may we become a better Muslim after that. Brothers and sisters, we always remind ourselves to remember Allah Rabbul Alameen, the important to stay in contact with Almighty Allah, the all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful. The one who created all of us with a very noble purpose to know Him and to serve Him, to worship Him alone, and to live and die purely for Allah Rabbul Alameen. Let us recite the morning prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بك أسبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك خاصة لبنت زبيد وسيسواني ثم عبد الله يا شافع اشفيهما يا شافع اشفيهما وثابت إيمانها إليك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah رب العالمين to bless our morning, our evening, our living and our dying. And may Allah make us the people who are always prepared to go back to Him, who always remember Him and be obedient to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us maximum protection from the evil within ourselves and from the evil and trial and fitna that comes from outside. We ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us people who are pleased with Allah, rida, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained qadar upon us, we accept it at pass of Allah's qadar on us. No complaint, no regret. Just learn how to accept what Allah Rabbul Alameen have ordained upon us. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us live with the guidance of Islam, not according to how you feel, how I feel, how the majority want us to do, but how Islam want us to do. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us the follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the peace of Allah be upon him, the best prophet, the last messenger of Allah Rabbul Alameen to all mankind. Khatam al-Nabiyyin. We ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to protect us, to protect all our sisters who are not well, to make them heal as fast as possible, to make them recover from whatever sickness they encounter. We all are exposed to a lot of sickness and weaknesses. Only Allah Rabbul Alameen can help us. We try our best to seek medication because Allah Rabbul Alameen never created a thing without a reason. And the Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah create an illness or sickness, لِكُلِّ دَا دَوَى. The Prophet said, every sickness and every illness, there is a cure. There is a cure. Only death and old age. So we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to cure our sister, Sister Zubaydah, and Sister Wanisam Abdullah, who has not been well, and Allah may forgive their soul, tahur, insha'Allah. Going through pain and suffering is part of the trial of Allah Rabbul Alameen to all of us. We believe that when we encounter pain and suffering, illness, we get closer to Allah. We remember Allah better. Normally, that is how it goes. When we are healthy and when we are wealthy, we forget Allah easily because we are busy with the worldly affairs and we don't have time for our akhirah. But when we are not well, we feel lonely. We know that we are alone. We know that nobody can help us. Even the doctor can just give us some advice, some medication. The rest is in the will of Allah Rabbul Alameen. But with patience, sabr, and also with tawakkal, we believe at the end of the day, either we recover or we return back to the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen, in peace. Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Make sure that none of us end our life until we learn how to submit to Allah Almighty. That is the best way to return to Allah Rabbul Alameen. وَعَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامُ رَحْمَةً. And the way for us to go back to Allah in a state that Allah is happy with us is we must make sure we try our very best to please Him when we are able to do what we want to do for the sake of Allah. There are two kind of things that Allah want us to do. One is to save our own self. Two, to save our family. Then we can extend to our neighbors, our friends. We believe that all of us who are here have been doing that, trying to save themselves. That's why you are here every Sunday, or even Saturday, or some will come on Wednesday. It's because we want to save ourselves, and alhamdulillah, After saving ourselves with the right knowledge and understanding of Islam, I believe we can save others, especially our family members, our loved one. And this is very, very important. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, after we go through a few ayah from page 18 and 19, we are going to explain to all of us the importance to safeguard our heart, our eyesight, and our hearing, and whatever we do in this life. What is the cause that make our heart not functioning? Forget Allah. What is the cause that cause our eye forget to look at the creation of Allah and learn? And also our hearing. Even we have an ear, we are like deaf. Even we have eyes, like we are blind. Even we have heart, but we cannot reflect. We cannot ponder in Allah's creation and also what we are doing. If you look at the book that we are referring to every Sunday, I just reconfirm with sisters and brothers who have been very consistent in our classes to make sure that I'm following according to the subject, according to the topic that I left in the last class. Firstly, we'd like to thank Allah Rabbul Alameen for all the brothers and sisters who have been praying for our safe journey. And we never forget praying for all of you when you're in Medina, when we're in Mecca. If you don't remember their names, what we will do, O Allah? We have our Jama'ah Sunday class, we have Jama'ah Saturday class, and you know them better than all of us. And you know their needs better than all of us. May you make it easy for all of them and strengthen our iman, our hikmah in life, and increase our patience so that we become a better Muslim from day to day, from week to week, from month to month, and from year to years to come. But before I also continue, we'd like to send great salam from a lot of people that we met in Makkah and Medina, from all over, not only from Malaysia, from Indonesia, from Sri Lanka, from England, from other parts of the country. And they said, please send their salam to all of Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. It's beautiful, alhamdulillah. Going to Makkah always remind you about a lot of things. Now, all nations had messengers. There have been many, many generations of people since Adam alayhi salam. In every generation, there have been many nations spread all over the earth. Allah Almighty, who created all of us, would not neglect any of them. He made sure that all of them receive guidance. And Allah said, وَإِن مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَزِيرٌ in Surah Fatir. Allah Rabbul Alamin remind us that there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. A warner had passed among them. Nazir. Nazir is a person who Allah appoint to remind the people. A warner. A warner is called Nazir. Whoever have the name of Nazir means he is a warner. Nazira, and she is a female warner. That means they were sent to remind people what to do and what not to do. That is the work of all prophets. Nazirun wa bashirun. To warn and to give them glad tidings, good news. If everybody will respond to the warning and be careful, then at the end of the day, good news for them. There will be a lot of good ending. If everyone follow what Allah and the Prophet want us to do, there's nothing to fear anymore. Even in the beginning, we have a lot of problem, trial, suffering, pain here and there. But the ending, inshallah, Allah promised us that Allah will give us a good ending. And that counts. That is more important than the beginning. Just as we have a different experience in life, in the beginning of the marriage, everybody is happy, everything is sweet like honey, but then towards the end, we start to have a lot of problems. I don't know, that is better for you, or you want, in the beginning, a lot of obstacles, a lot of problems, at the end, then you have a good ending. But if in the beginning you have problem, I don't think we end with marriage. Again, yeah, we always want to have a good beginning, good start, because if not, we cannot proceed. No, how can you stay with a person that when you look at her, you don't like her? And she look at him, she don't like him. How can you stay? How can you keep on looking at each other every day? The reason we end as husband and wife, because we do have a good beginning. But later on, Allah tests all of us. None of us can say that you will never be tested. No. It's a matter of time. Everyone will be tested. The difference is the timing. The time you are strong, you are tested, alhamdulillah. The time you are weak, and that's where you need good support, companions, friends, who is very close to you, that you can trust them, consult with them, and may Allah help us to overcome the bad time. Nobody, like I said, can be excluded from the trial, because Allah has said so. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُدْرَكُوا أَنْ يَكُولُوا آمَنَّ وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think that after they say that we are believers, Allah will just leave you alone? No, He is going to test all of us, like how Allah have tested all the nation before us. And the test that Allah have put us through is very minor, brother and sister, very minor. Compared with the prophets, the wife of the prophets, they have been tested more than all of us. And what that is why it's important for us to understand the seerah of the prophets, especially Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent as the best example. He encountered a lot of pressure and trial here and there, but he never gave up in Allah. And he always pray and hold fast to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have qadr upon him. This is what Allah said, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا النَّذِيرُ. There never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. A warner was sent to them. How they respond, that is up to every nation. And every nation, again, is proven to us, there are people who respond positively, there are people who respond negatively. And those who respond negatively, they have a bad ending. Those who respond positively to something that is good, they always have good ending. Just be more patient, inshallah, the reward. By having patience, brother and sister, for the sake of Allah, you are rewarded already. By having patience, yeah, they want you to be rewarded. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah also tells us, if you want to know whether Allah is close to you, look into your patience, your sabar. When you are patient, do you keep on complaining? Do you keep on nagging? Or you think of Allah? Yeah. Oh Allah, strengthen my iman. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Ya muqallib al-qulub. The one who controls the hearts of every one of us. Make our heart steadfast. Yeah, stable. Yeah. The heart move. And it has been moving from the day Allah blow the soul inside the rahim. It's been moving until today. When the heart stops, you know where you're going already. Alhamdulillah. But we want the heart to move with zikrullah, with the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Alamin. That's why when you're in Makkah, in Medina, you always remember Allah a lot. وَزَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَزَاكِرَاتٌ. And you can see the beautiful environment. when the call of Azan is on, Allahu Akbar. You see, flock of human from different nation, from different area, from different hotels, 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, no star, all is coming. Together, respond to one call. Hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar. And your heart is so attached to the call. Each time the call comes in, you are ready. And over there, normally you are ready before the azan. You are ready now. And our mind, our heart, everything is very focused when you are there. Because you know you are there to get closer to Allah. To remember Allah. To do your ibadah. To tawaf. To sa'i. That is what you always remember. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Even you push each other sometimes. You do not want to push other people, but other people love to push you. What can you do? Yeah? You just love to have patience. Yeah? You just have to have patience. You always give space to others, but others don't give space to you. That is part of the trial of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Even after pushing each other, at the end of each tawaf, you said, Rabbana, atina, fid dunya, hasana. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا أَزَابَنَا. And the beautiful prayer, you are praying for everybody. Even the person who push you, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا أَزَابَنَا. People who hurt you, people who show face to you, you say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. You see, beautiful prayer. You pray for everybody. You like him or not, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. So you just have patience. Beautiful. You are not just praying for yourself. You can get very angry and upset. You can say, Rabbi. That means it's your God. You say, Rabbana, our Lord. Atina, not atini. You can change if you want, but you can't do it. If you do that, you feel awkward. You feel, everybody will look at you. What are you? What kind of dua are you reciting? Everybody say, Rabbana, atina, your Rabbi. Rabbi, what is Rabbi? Only your Lord. It's not our Lord. It's not with God. Just an example. Subhanallah. You cannot imagine sometimes. Yeah? People hurt you. People make you so sad. People step on you. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabana. Allahu Akbar. And Allah said again in Surah Yunus, verse 47, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ. For every nation there is a messenger. But when there is a nation have two or three prophets, not all prophets become messengers. Normally one will become the messenger, the rest will be the assistant of the messenger. But they are prophets. Yeah, they are prophets, but they are not messengers. Yeah, they are just there to assist the main messenger that Allah has sent. And Allah again say, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّمٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ. By Allah, when the word تَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ لِلَّهِ, yeah, all these are words of swearing. You are swearing with the name of Allah. And that's why when you are called to swear, in any occasion or to be a witness, we Muslim don't say, I swear with the book. No, no, no. Even the book is, Quran is from Allah. But the Prophet and the companions and the four great Imam never taught anyone to swear with the name of the Quran. Yeah, normally, here I do not know other country. Yeah. Saya sumpah dengan Quran. That is not the Islamic way. That is not following the Sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. I swear with the Book of God. No. You swear with the name of Allah. Wallahi wa billahi wa tallahi. But before you say that, brother and sister, be very careful. When you do that, Allah's response can be very, very severe. If you are lying. And once you are caught lying after swearing with the name of Allah, your whole lifetime you cannot be a witness for any Islamic matter and colors. Because if you dare to lie with the name of Allah, then there's nothing for us. You have to have faith in what you say anymore. Tallahi laqad arsalna ila umamin min qablik. In Surah An-Nahl, verse 63, Allah said, by Allah, He swear, we indeed have sent messengers to nations before you, O Muhammad. He's telling our Prophet ﷺ that you are not the first one, but you are the last. And the difference to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he was the only prophet and messenger sent by Allah to all mankind. Rahmat lil alamin, a mercy to the world. The rest is to umam to a particular nation. But Prophet Muhammad, rahmatul lil alamin, that means from the day he was appointed by Allah to be the prophet and the messengers until the end of the world. This is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's period. Meaning all of us are still living in the era of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there's no prophet after him. Anybody claim that he or she is a prophet, we know. Either he or she have turned crazy, or he or she representing the Dajjal. The Dajjal will not come and claim that he is a prophet. The Dajjal will come and say, I am your Lord. I am your God. Dajjal is worse than that. He will dare to say that, I am the God who created all of you. You want rain, I call rain and rain come down. You want sun, I command the sun to rise, the sun will rise. But it's all illusion. Some Allah allowed it to happen, some is an illusion. That your eyes see things according to what He wants you to see. That's how it goes. Normally your eye will see different things, but now He wants you to see what He wants you to see. There is the greatest trial for every believer when Dajjal appears. Alhamdulillah, the real Dajjal is not with us yet, but his agents is everywhere now. His agent is preparing for his coming. And the Prophet was preparing his Ummah for the coming Al-Akhirah, the coming life. I have said earlier that is, I would like to remind you, one of the khutbah in Medina Mosque, because we were there for two Jumat, one Jumat in Medina, the next Jumat in Makkah. Alhamdulillah. The khutbah in Medina was a very good reminder, where the Imam remind all the Jama'ah what caused the sickness of the heart and the ear and the eye. Nothing but only one. Based on the ayah, وَلَقَدْ زَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُونٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُونٌ وَلَهُمْ Allah said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُونٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Ghafilun is the cause of the sickness. What is ghafilun? Ghafilun for people from Penang, Kedah, Alustar, they have a word they use, apa? Ghaflah. Ghafla is an Arabic word actually, but we have made use of it for ourselves. Ghafla. What is ghafla? What is ghafla? Anyone remember what is ghafla? We can sit further in, brothers, yeah, so that the late comer will have more space in himself. Allah is telling us that hellfire was created only for two types of Allah's creation, the jinn and the ins. وَلَقَدْ زَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Hellfire was created by Allah for two creations of Allah, the jinn and the ins. Why? Allah is telling us, I give them hearts. Qulub. Animals also have heart, but their heart do not function like us. Our heart is the last filter. Before we want to do anything, say anything, please check. And the heart must be guided by the commandment of Allah and the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you are not guided by these two, meaning you are worshipping your desire, you are following your feeling. You want to know whether you follow your feeling or not, you check. What I feel is guided by Quran or Sunnah or not. When it's not, then you know it's not from Allah. It's from your feeling, your hawa. Feeling keep on changing, brother and sister. Feeling have no value. Today you feel like it, tomorrow you change again. Today you're happy, tomorrow you are sad. Sometimes feeling by second it changed. Now I have faith in you. After a while, I don't believe you anymore. There is feeling. Yeah. Allah is telling us, I give them the heart, but they never ponder. They never reflect with their heart. And I give them the eye to see, but they are still blind. And I give them the ear to hear and listen carefully. Every single, I would say, every single minute on earth, there is a call, a reminder from the Muazzin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Every minute around the earth, there is a reminder. And every ears normally will hear, but they are deaf. They don't respond. They forget that Allah is the great. Allah is the greater. He is the first. They forget that you are not supposed to commit shirk with Allah. They forget that Muhammad was sent to all of you. They forgot to respond to Hayya ala salah, come and pray. Come for success. You want success in this life and the hereafter. You have to respond to the call of Allah. They have ear, they hear, but it did not move them. They don't feel anything. What did Allah say after that? Azanu la yasma'una biha ulaika kal an'am. They who do not respond with all these faculties that Allah gave it to them, after the Prophet was sent to remind them, they are like animals. Then Allah continued, Balhum Allah, animal is better than them. Not only like animals, animal is much better than us. Why? Normally we control the animal, we discipline them. And sometimes when you discipline the dog can be so well behaved. You say, sit, they sit. Move, they move. But when you discipline human, do you think they become like a dog? They are worse than a dog. You look at what Allah is telling us. They are worse than the animals. Animals, sometimes you train them, even lion, is just like there is a documentary film. This small family brought up a lion. So when it's growing, it's like the wild cat. They play with him, they hug him. Then they brought him to the zoo to meet him, to meet her, that is a she, to meet with her. Because they know the nature. They also human, have their own fitra. Animal also have their fitra. But she do not respond. She is not interested to her own kind. She love human. She love the one who cared for her, who brought her up. So one day they brought him to the jungle, and they brought up to the on the rocks and look down, and look whether she can engage with her own kind. Suddenly they saw a group of lions, and she did not want to depart from this two guys. And later on, she left. She left two of them. When they look at this lioness, they say, they feel so relaxed now. She's back to her own kind. Because how can we have any relationship more than just to love the lioness? But after a few years, this couple went back to this area. And the same place where they left this lioness. And hope to meet up with this lioness. After a few years, they were standing there looking. They don't see any movement. Then one day they saw. They don't know which one is the lioness that they brought up. But Allah is so kind to people who show kindness. Allahu Akbar. This lioness woke up to them and still remember them, can smell their smell. Then they play with her. Now this is a big one now. She's not the lioness, she is a mother now. And then she went down and get her family now. And get her family to come up and to be close to these two guys who take care of her. Do you think they are better than the human? In reality, yes, sometimes. Qal humbal adol, Allah said. They are worse than the animal. Even animal, if you train them, give them all the love you can, there one day you can see this animal respond to you. Our children, we give them everything. After they got married, they forget you. Sometimes they don't want their wife say, no, I don't want to go home. They don't educate their wife to go back and see the in-laws. And sometimes they stop the grandchildren from seeing the grandparents. Do this happen among us in a society? Yeah. Worse. We are worse than the animals. That's why Allah said, Balhum adal. The word of Allah is so perfect. Then Allah end with Ulaika humul ghafilun. Ghafla. Ghafla is the cause of the downfall of our communication, our connection with Allah. Because we are ghafla, then we see things happening around us, we never learn. We see so many happening, but we never even ponder, reflect, and learn from what we have seen. It's like, this is nothing to do with me. This is not for me. Everything that happened in front of you, brother and sister, is a warning, reminder. Reflect. You hear so many reminders, so many people is sharing with you their problem, complaining here and there. But you never even learn why. why people is complaining. And that's why the Prophet said, if you want to compare yourself with anyone, if you look at the other family so happy, why this family, my family is not happy, that person is so successful, why I'm not successful. If you want to compare, Islam said, no problem. You have the right. But unzuru ila man asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man fawqakum. You look at the guidance of Islam. Subhanallah. If you want to compare with people who are worse than you, don't compare with people who are better than you. That's how you compare yourself, brother and sister. This is the guidance of Islam. The Prophet was sent to guide us. Because our nafs is too strong. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being, alhamdulillah, blessed by Allah's mercy. He do not follow his desire anymore. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Why the Prophet is so special compared, even he is a human like you and me, Bashar, Mislukum. Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say to them, I am no God, but I am a human like you, flesh and blood and skin, everything is like you. I eat, I sleep, I drink, I have family, but even I eat with the guidance of Allah. I choose what is good and halal. Even I drink something that will benefit me. I don't involve in anything that is haram. Even I got married, I married thing that is allowed by Allah. Everything he was guided. We have feeling. And Allah knows we have all this feeling. So Allah sent guidance. How to guide your feeling. And the Prophet is the best. He said that if you want to compare, you have the right. Why I'm like this? You compare with people who are worse than you. That's how you compare. I have, this house is so small. Look at the other who have smaller house. This food is like this. Look at the people who have no food. Or my family. Look at the people who are worse than us. That's how you compare yourself, brother and sister. By doing that, Allahu Akbar. By just doing that, inshallah, your spirit of shukr will increase. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb. Alhamdulillah. But when you start to compare with people who are higher than you, you'll be corrupted very easily. You become ungrateful to Allah, ungrateful to your husband, to your wife. You become very ungrateful. Ungrateful to your parents. Look at the people who have no parents. They hunger for love and care, but what can you do? Your parent is not there. Prophet was sent to remind all of us, so that we become grateful. But ghafla. You take things for granted. You want to know whether you have ghafla or not, brother and sister, in your heart? Check when you perform your prayer. How many raka'at you remember Allah? When you pray, qulub, whether your qulub is focused with Allah, connected with Allah, or most of the time when you pray, your mind, your feeling is running, flying, floating here and there. If that happened, meaning your heart is ghaflah. You don't remember Allah. The minute you have a problem and you don't remember Allah, that is the sign of ghaflah. The minute something happened in front of you, something bad, you never learn and never reflect That is a sign of the ghaflah of the eye. You don't say to Allah, I don't know. But it's happening in front of you. Never you think, you reflect. Why? There must be a reason. You want perfection. We are not perfect. You want the best. You are not the best. How can you expect everything to be the best when you are not the best? And to be the best, you have to follow the best example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wives of the Prophet, they are not perfect, but they are the best wives. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. They have all the patience. The Prophet don't have time. He have a mission. He have to carry the great amana to spread the word of Allah. Not to save only his small family, to save mankind. People will curse him, throw stone at him, abuse him. The wife have all the patience to give him support. The wife can just run away from him. Oh, problem, this man. No. Everywhere he go, people just don't like him. I don't want to have that kind of man with me. I want another life. But all of them stay on. Allahu Akbar. He was the best. Everything happened for a reason. And to test our iman. Whether you are thinking to be close to Allah or be too close to your desire. Ghaflah of the heart when you pray. You are not focused. That is a sign of ghafla. Ghafla of the eye, you see things and people is telling you, did you saw this? Saw? Yes, yes, yes. And you don't reflect that somebody is reminding you. It's like what happened around the world today. You see the YouTube is informing you a lot of things. Whether it's true or not, we also don't know. But you are exposed to a lot of things. The worst thing that if you look at some horror film, you can feel. You know, you feel scary. Especially you watch the movie at night. Then you have nightmare. You don't want to sleep anymore. Any sound, oh, he's there already. What is there? And cockroach is there. You know? Lizard is there. But you think something is there already. You can feel, you know, suddenly. But when you look at what Allah ordained that is happening around you. This year when we are in Medina, and also in Mecca, and also in Jeddah, we are not in Jeddah when the heavy rain is there. There's a lot of rains, Allahu Akbar. Things seem to change. The weather is changing. And we have seen also in the YouTube, that even in UAE, suddenly millions of birds is flying to their beach. It never happened before. And it's happening now. Millions of birds flying from one area suddenly to the Middle East. You know, when this kind of movement, if anything going to happen on this earth, the first group of creation of Allah respond is the animals. Their instinct towards the environment are very, very sensitive. Like the tsunami when they want to hit the land of Aceh, Penang. The first thing is the animal. Suddenly the animal feels something is moving. They're starting to run in the inner island to save themselves. But we can see the wave coming. And we think it's just a wave. We never reflect. This is a warning. So animals have more sensitivity than all of us. And it is happening. When this thing is happening in front of our two eyes, we must reflect on it. Allah is sending warning. Nazir. A warning is being sent out. A reminder is being shown to you. If you still are blind, ghafla. Ghafla. That is the sign of ghafla. A lot of things that's happening now, Allahu, the way that is happening in Jakarta. What is happening in Jakarta? What is happening in Jakarta? Million of people getting together and move towards Jakarta. We've seen the news. It never happened before. There's a good sign too. Because when people mispresent the word of Allah, when a not yet Muslim try to say something, maybe we don't know what is the intention. He may quote with a different intention. But Allah put in the heart of all of us in a different intention. We respond differently. We pray, may Allah open the heart of these people. And the one who misquote the saying of Allah, or try to mispresent the word of Allah, may Allah give him hidayah. With the right intention, if he became Muslim, alhamdulillah. That shows the heart of the Muslim, wherever they are, they still are very strong to protect the word of Allah. They feel, but we don't feel anything here. Here is no issue. Anybody can criticize Islam, we don't feel anything. Ghafla. We are more ghafla than other people. If you know whether you had the ghafla of your hearing, when the verses of Allah was recited to all of us, when the scholar reminds us of the hadith of the Prophet, the saying of the Prophet, we never remember. We don't care. We say we love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we do think that he do not teach us. If you love the Prophet, you just make salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither we do salawat. If you want to qualify yourself to receive that shafa'ah from the Prophet, it's not difficult. And one of the things that you can do to help yourself is, each time when you hear the azan, respond to the azan. Even you are not able to pray as a sister who having their period and menses, respond. At the end of the azan, you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma rabba hazih da'wati tamma was salatil qa'ima. Ati Muhammadan il wasilata wal fadila. Waba'asu maqaman mahmunan lillazi wa atta. You have qualified yourself to receive the shafa'at from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet said so, whoever does that and say and respond, that means your heart, your ear is not ghafla. When you hear the azan, you respond. They are not ghafla. You can still eat while you are eating. You can still drink when you are drinking. But respond. After that, just not even a minute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma was salatil qa'ima ati Muhammadanil wasilata wal fadilata wal absu wa ba'asu maqama mahmudan illazi wa atta. Qalas. And you don't have to raise your hand, you don't have to wipe your face, nothing. People say, how can I make dua? No, I was busy and my hand is full of curry and some rice here and there. And then wipe my face, astaghfirullah al-azim. But the blessing is that this dua, you don't have to raise your hand. The dua that you don't have to raise your hand is the dua when you respond after azan. The dua after wudu. You don't have to raise your hand because the Prophet never raised his hand, making all these few areas, the dua in these few areas. Not all dua you cannot raise up. Some dua you can raise. Some dua the Prophet never raised. Dua in Jumat, where the Imam was giving the khutbah, the first khutbah, then later the second khutbah, he still remind us of something, then he will end with dua. The Imam also don't raise up his hand. Neither the Ma'mun raise your hand. The Ma'mun says, Amin. 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 It's like when we are talking to each other and somebody pray for you. May Allah reward you for your good deeds. Amin. Just say, you don't know, Amin. They say that, Amin. How many times you raise up your hand? And if you're in the car, you are driving, somebody talk good about you, Amin. You take off your hand on the steering, you know what's going to happen to you. Example, there are times you raise your hand, there are times you don't have to raise your hand. It's a sunnah. This is a sign. You want to know whether you are in the same group, whether your heart is ghafla, whether your sight, your seeing is ghafla, whether your ear, your hearing is ghafla or not, you look into all these signs. Ula'ika humul ghafilun. Because of the sickness of ghafla, caused a lot of defect in our heart, our hearing and our sight. May Allah Rabbul Alamin help us, brothers and sisters. May Allah give us the heart that remember Allah, the Muslim heart. May Allah give us the eye, the Islamic eyes, the Islamic ears. It's very important, brothers and sisters. Remind each other, your loved one, your children, maybe your in-laws, everyone that you are in contact with, you come in contact with, just remind them. Like how all the Prophet was sent to remind each other, and we have to carry this amanah. The amanah of sharing is on all of us now. Number of prophets and messengers we have mentioned very early before this class also, we have reminded a lot of the people. But just to recap again, from the above we realize that a large number of prophets must have passed over earth between Adam and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, we do not know all of them, and it's not a must to know all of them. But you know that there is a lot of prophets and messengers. Allah named some of His prophets in the Quran and in the Sunnah. But there are many prophets whom He does not mention to us. Allah said, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ يَنْقُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. In Surah Nisa 164, Allah said, and we send messengers of whom we told you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and messengers of whom we did not tell you their name. You remember an incident about Laylatul Qadr? Do you still remember the incident of Laylatul Qadr? Allah Rabbul Alameen said in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In the month of Ramadan, we reveal the Quran as a divine guidance for mankind. Children, when you drink with your right hand always, remember. Remember, use your right hand. Sorry, Allah give me an eye that very sensitive with the left hand. Again, we talk about hands. If you go to Makkah and Medina, a place that they have stationed the Zamzam water, they have a reminder there. There's an old fellow, brother, Muslim and sister, when you drink, don't forget, say Bismillah, number one. We have blessing. This water is from Allah and you forget Him. Number two, don't forget to drink with your right hand. But on and off, you see people, you use their left hand. With the dua and the left hand. There's no more blessing, gone. Now when you see this happen, brother and sister, what do you do? When you see, what do? You pretend to be blind? It's not my duty. At least, salamu alaikum, right hand, brother. Give a smile. Right hand. The Prophet said, right hand. See, if you don't know, look at the reminder. You can even tell them, ring with your right hand. So many things happen in front of us when you're in Mecca. And it's your duty to remind, to warn them, this is wrong. This is not right. But we turn blind. Yeah. This is ghafla, the ghafla of the eye. We don't feel for them, the ghafla of the heart. I don't care, this is not my business. This is her business, not mine. And you dua, Rabbana atina again. Your dua say, this is my business. But in reality, not my business. You don't really work together. What you say is what you must follow up. But we don't feel. That's why when making dua, you are not connected. Ghaflah, dua ghaflah. You don't really mean what you ask from Allah Rabbul Alamin. Now I come back, I was quoting about Ramadan. What happened in Laylatul Qadr? In Ramadan, you have a very special night, known as what? Laylatul Qadr. What happened? I quote this ayah, and I am going to compare with that incident. What is the thing that you can understand, you remember, brother and sister? Yeah? Allah gave the knowledge to the Prophet. Something happened, and Allah make him forget. So neither he can confirm when is the day. But we seem to be very confident. Very strange. The Prophet himself dare not confirm, but we confirm. When did we confirm? Not only odd night. Odd night is what the Prophet said. We confirm 27. Who gave you the right to do that? Can you imagine what we are doing? We are really blind. The hadith is there. We may have read the hadith, but we don't care. There is the ghafla of the eye. We have the heart. How can you confirm something when even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not confirm? And this is unseen, no one see. Later the Qadr, how we come down, no one knows. Can you imagine what is happening to all of us? We dare to confirm something that we have no authority. Now the Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah, we send messengers of whom we told you, O Muhammad ﷺ, and messengers whom we did not tell you. And that's why the Prophet, whatever he knows, he explained. Whatever he do not, he just explained the numbers. He cannot give you the names in detail. The numbers, he said, but not the names. But Alhamdulillah, it's not compulsory to remember all the names of the Prophet. Yeah. If not, then we have more to do. I think any one of us here, people ask you, how many prophets that you remember? I think majority Adam, Alhamdulillah, Noah, Alhamdulillah, Abraham, Inshallah, Ismail, Ishaq, no problem, Sulaiman, no problem, for the sister Yusuf, Alhamdulillah, you know, because they remember the beautiful, the handsome guy, you know. And then Moses, Jesus, Isa, yes, and Prophet Muhammad. Yeah, we do remember all. Yeah. But as long as you remember that there are 25 mentioned in the Quran, Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Because our Prophet also was not been informed by Allah the details of this Prophet. Yeah. The last number of prophets was sent to the children of Israel, of course. compared with all other ummah, all other nation, the nation that received more prophets is the nation of the Israeliyat. And the nation of Israeliyat started when? Started when? Come on. Yeah? From Yaqub alayhi salam. Because Yaqub have how many children? 12 children. 12 children include who? Include the handsome prophet, Yusuf. And that man, mashallah, when Allah Rabbul Alameen have appointed Yusuf from very young, that he have beautiful dreams. He dreamt that 11 stars bow to him, prostrate to him. That means humble in front of Yusuf alayhisalam. But he told this dream to who? To the father. Good dreams don't share with anybody. Why? We are worried. The ayn will come in. The evil eye may come in. And you see, the advice from the father was so wise. We have the eye to see the Quran. We have the ear to listen to the ayah. We have the heart to respond, but you are not responding. Ghafala. That means we are having a lot of ghafala. When the son explained this beautiful dream to the son, to the father, what did the father say? Don't ever share this or tell your brothers. Was very true. Allahu Akbar. Without telling them also, they become so envy and jealous. How about telling them again? Without they know what the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam, but when the father respond to Yusuf differently, because he had to take care of Yusuf more now, he have to be more concerned about Yusuf. But the sibling is having different feelings. Jealous, envious. And it's so true. But see how Allah planned? Did he grow up with a good environment? We, our children, grow up in a very beautiful environment. They intend to kill him, but one of his brother, Benjamin, said, don't do this to our brother. Because he's the minority, the rest agreed upon to terminate, to make his brother disappear. But Allah, وَمَقَرُوا وَمَقَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَقِرِينَ. All this qissah, history, is a lesson for us to ponder. They plan and Allah also plan. Allah's plan is always better. Because of this enviness, if he will grow up between the sibling, he will have more difficulties. If they have intent to kill him at one point, what will they intend to do more? Only Allah knows. We don't know. But Allah said, by him being taken away from the family, from the land of Israel, to where? To Egypt. Can you imagine a prophet separated when they're so young? Not because he wanted to stay away, he was thrown away by the brothers, betraying him. And then he was sold in the market. Can you imagine? Become like a slave and a worker to a beautiful lady who later on fall in love with him. He know who is the master. He honor her. But feeling. And now he has been fitna again. And last, what did he ask from Allah, brother and sister? What he asked? He asked, may Allah make him live in the prison. Because outside is so much fitna. Nobody is there to take care of him, to protect him. If I go to prison, somebody is taking care of me. Not anybody can just come in, and they must register who you want to see, why you want to see him, record, or that one is good. You see how Allah planned? Allahu Akbar. He was well protected. And when he went in as a prisoner, and he came out as a what? He became like a minister. Allahu Akbar. So don't look down on the people behind the bars. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Things can happen. And sometimes this thing make you realize more. You become more humble. While you have gone through all this kind of tests and suffering, you can understand things better. But through the dream that Allah have given him, it is so happened the dream is a sign of a prophecy. Allahu Akbar. And that's how the sibling came back to him. Humbly. Not that he forced them. He now take revenge. Then the whole family was moved to Egypt. And that is how the story of this Bani Israel left their land and migrate to the other country, to Africa. And they were threatened, Allah punished them because most of these Israelites, they do not honor the prophets. They kill a lot of messengers of Allah. They become so ungrateful. Allah give them all the good ni'mah, appoint them as the children of Bani Israel, children of God. They say, we are children of God. And all the prophet was majority from them, they become arrogant, ungrateful. And the last messenger, Allah decided not to be among them. And that make them very upset. Why you are upset now? Before you should be thankful, you are not thankful. All the prophet was sent to you to remind, you still go against Allah's reminder. So Allah give it to others. But there's no prophet after Muhammad. But Allah did say one ayah, very powerful ayah, to who? To all of us as born Muslim and to the Arabs. Who is the big brother of all Muslims in the world. But the Allah said, if you do not change and behave, wait, the time will come, sayastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Wait, the time will come, I will replace you with another nation, another qawm to lead this religion. No prophet is going to come. But Allah will replace from the born Muslim to another qawm to come and bring Islam up. If you born Muslim, do not want to get involved in da'wah. Don't care about spreading the word of Allah. Too busy with your own matters. Racist. Allah said, I will send another qawm. I will replace you. And it's going to happen. Allah said that. We hope that we are not that group of people. And that's why we must do something. Whatever we can do. Stay off thing from anything that haram and stay away from things that do not benefit us. Alhamdulillah, our group was with us in the early Umrah and the last Umrah. May Allah make them remember the three hadiths that I share with them. Because we say we love the Prophet, at least we must memorize the saying of the Prophet. And some of this, I think all of us remember. I want to remind all of us again, don't forget this beautiful saying. I'm just quoting the three, yeah? You can all follow me to recite this. If you have been attending the class of Quran and Sunnah, and if you still forget this very, very short hadith. Our life is very short. So I choose the short hadith. So don't give me a reason, Ustaz, so difficult. No, no, no. I have work so hard to look to the shortest hadith. There are so many hadiths in the book. I choose the shortest one. And if you still can't remember, then you know you are more ghaflah than a ghafla. Kullu Muslim ala al-Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu la darara wala dirar. Alhamdulillah. The last one. Min husnil islami al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Again, min husnil islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Last one, min husnil islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. The meaning of the third one is like a good Muslim who follows the teaching of Islam is a person who stay away from things, word, any activity that do not bring benefit or have any concern about him. Whatever you want to do, we must check whether this benefit my iman or not. If do not benefit, stay away. Don't waste your time. Our time is so limited. We don't want to waste our time in entertaining things that do not benefit our iman. Yeah. Our future. When we talk about iman, we talk about future. So brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Alamin, when He said to the Prophet, and we send messengers of whom we told you, O Muhammad, and messengers whom we did not tell you. So we know there are so many messengers that their name was not known to all of us. A large number of prophets was sent to the children of Israel, the Jew, mostly after Musa alayhi salam. Abu Huraira said, the Prophet said, Kanat bibanu Israel suhum al-anbiya. The children of Israel used to be ruled by prophets. Each time a prophet died, another prophet came and replaced. But indeed, there is no prophet after me, and I am, of course, the prophet is not from the Jew. He is from a different nation. It's Allah's plan to change, from the Bani Israel to Bani Arab. In fact, we only know a very small number of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Abu Umama radiallahu an reported that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Adadul anbiya mi'atu alif wa arba'un ashrun alfan. The number of prophets is 124,000. The number of prophets is 124,000. Literally 124,000. Is there 124 nations? Is there 124,000 nations? Not necessary. Even the ayah earlier said, to all nations we send a warner. But because sometimes one nation have many prophets, from this number, the messengers are 315. 315. Now you can say that 315 nations. When you say nation, means race. All the races. Bani Israel, one race. The African, one race. You don't go by country. You go by races. A very large number, of course. But remember, our Prophet was not sent to one race, and that's why we are unique, we are special. We cannot promote racism. We cannot talk about race because it was represented earlier by other group. But we are rahmatul lil alamin for everybody. And that's why the ayat that was revealed to us, some of the ayat never was revealed to the earlier Prophet. And one of that in Suratul Hujurat, Ya ayuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, inna allaha alimun kabir. Allah is talking to us, ayuhan nas, O people. Even the Quran was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet conveyed the message to us, but now Allah is telling the Prophet, tell the people, not tell the Arabs or tell the Muslim, tell the people. Indeed, all of you was created from one father and one mother, one male and one female. Because the female is also from that male. That's where Allah start with Zakar, male, Untha. Because even Eve was created from Adam. And then we are the one who decided to make you into nation and tribes. And that's why we cannot represent one race. It's wrong. Talking about race was before, not now. So as Malaysian, example, when you want to talk something about our country, we must represent Islam and all Malaysian. That's how we talk. If you cannot talk in that manner, you have no right to lead the country. You have no right. Because this country is not a race country. A country that we gain independence from all the different races, so we must represent everybody. That's how we should behave as Muslims. But the way we are talking about Islam, that Islam belongs to one particular race. Oh mankind, oh Malaysian, example. The best among you is not because of your race or your color or your name. No. Allah said this almost 500 years now. The best among you is because of your taqwa, your piety, your faith, your belief. You can be any race, but you have the same belief, you are the best. No problem. Where you come from has no value. The important, do you believe? If you don't believe, even you are born Muslim, have no value. If you are thinking that every born Muslim, then all are born Muslim. Because the Prophet said, "Ma min lau maulid yulat ala fitra." Every child was born fitra, clean and pure. Not only you, everybody. Just an example. This is the message that the Muslim must carry out. This is how the Muslim should feel. And that's why when you go to Makkah for Umrah Hajj, you really can feel that. You are there, you see all the different color and different races. Even you do not know them. You look at them, you give salam, they will respond to you. Some, they are not used to it. They look at you, oh, you're not one of us. No, no salam. Because they don't understand the spirit, so you must remind, salim, salim. Assalamualaikum. So nice, when you pray, you have so many different people beside you. Today you pray in this area, there's another brother, another sister who is not the same one beside you. So what should you do? After you pray, after Assalamualaikum, Waalaikum Salam, then get to know each other. Lita'arafu, Allah said, get to know each other. Assalamualaikum, brother. Yeah. I'm from Malaysia. How about you? Oh, I'm from Sri Lanka. I'm from Mali. I'm from Maldives. Alhamdulillah. Get to know each other. But the way we behave, again, we have eye, we have ear, we have heart. No, ghafla, ghafla. I don't know who I am. Who are you? I don't care. Who are you? I also don't care. I only give salam, salam finish. Get to know. Yeah, just stretch out, reach out yourself, your hand. Assalamu alaikum. Today, this Zohor, you met one from Africa and one from Afghan. And then Asal come, you meet one from China, one from Russia. Another, mashallah, can you imagine? You have created so many new friends. Normally for us, they'll say, China, China, China. Alhamdulillah, you know, we represent so many countries. Alhamdulillah. This is important, this spirit. This is how you want to know whether you are ghafla or not. You look at this, your feeling, how it responds. You see around you so many different people. Do you get to know each other? Allah says, get to know each other. Alhamdulillah. So for in the future, anybody traveling again, please have the right spirit, the right knowledge, the right understanding. If not, we go as Malaysian, we come back as Malaysian. Of course, we are Malaysian, of course, you know. But we go represent humanity. And we come home and we bring a lot of good memories and good feeling from all the people from different countries. Yeah, inshallah. Brother and sister, may Allah make it easier for us to have the right feeling, right understanding, and don't forget how we keep ourselves pure in the Holy Land. We have to make sure that we keep ourselves pure when we are back home. Our income, our food, our drink, our dress, our words, everything, we must make sure that we are trying to purify and protect ourselves from hellfire. You know, nothing, you know, to fear if you are doing what is right, and if you are still doing something is wrong, you have a lot, you know, to fear, because maybe we do not know when we are going to die. So before we go back to Allah, make sure you have done your level best. Yeah, may Allah purify our heart, our sight, our hearing, and may Allah give us the good feeling and also give us the alertness to make sure that our eating, our drinking, our speech, our action, our income, all is halalan tayyiba. Amin. InshaAllah, the next chapter we continue prophets mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. And if there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Question from the... Naam, fadda. As-salamu rahmatullah. Question on hudud. Wudu. Sorry.
Okay. Basically, when it says... wipe your forehead with wet hands, wipe your forehead. Does it mean that after I wipe my arms, I wipe straight away the forehead, or do I still need to scoop new water?
After that, the head and also the ear. Now coming to that part, Allah said, "Wamsahu, wipe over." Just wipe over. He's not talking about 3, 7. It's wipe over, and then with the same. Yeah, water that left behind the wetness of that palm, you, if you're using a kuf or socks or stocking, you just wipe over without renewing, yeah, the water. If you're wearing a kuf, if you're not wearing the kuf, of course, then you got to use the new water to wash your leg. Now,
but the ears, you don't have to.
Together
with the forehead.
When Allah mentioned, وَمْسَهُ بِرُؤُسِكُمْ هَيْدْ, then the Prophet emphasized further, head and the ear together. The action of the Prophet is with the ear together. One set. It's not a separate water. No.
What about the mouth and the nose? Do you have to do it successively? Or yeah, do you do the mouth first and then the nose?
It's better to do it together. Mouth and nose together. Again, we are not used to it. You used to have separate water for the mouth and the other for the nose. If you can use it, get used to it, then you do mouth and the nose together.
I also read somewhere, but it quotes no hadith, that if you can't remember, you have broken your wudu, that is still considered valid.
Oh yes, if you don't remember, then the Prophet ﷺ gives you another guidelines. One is, do you remember you hear any sound? You hear no sound, but the sound is there inside. Sometimes you have a sound, a lot of wind inside, but you never release the sound. Good. Second, the Prophet called you to see, is there any smell? You see, mashallah, the sound to help you to hear. The smell help you to feel. The smell, yeah? So if you take a deep breath, okay, normal fragrance, you know, then you know it's okay. Then continue with your wudu. Don't think that you have broken the wudu. No problem.
Sure, let's say I remember doing duha. Then I come here and afterwards it's Dhuhr, but I really can't remember in between whether I have broken my wudu. Yeah. Is it still considered valid?
Yeah, Islamically, yes, but the Prophet so encouraged us to renew your wudu. Mm. And always the Prophet gives you another general guideline, da' ma yaribuk illa ma la yaribuk. Meaning, if you have doubts, anytime when you encounter doubtful thing or you're in doubtful area, just overcome the doubt. Go and renew your wudu. No big time. It's easier. We don't want you to keep on entertaining, then you have ghaflah. Mm. You know, after prayer, wudu, yes or not? Before that, yes or not, you still entertain, say yes. Then after that, you still, yes or not. That means there's a lot of tashwish disturbance. Better renew.
Yeah, last question. Okay. I was at the mosque recently. The imam says, he was reminding the mothers that if the mothers bring babies in Pampers, if he said specifically that if the baby is next to the mother, it's fine. But once you hold it, put on your lap, your wudu is invalid. Is it true?
There is no dalil on that. Maybe it's their opinion. It's just their opinion. Give you one simple example. If you are talking about that, there are more things to go in. There are more things again. Why you say that? It's just like the children who are... That is where the other mazhab ideas came. He said, the children who are not balik, who are not sunnat, who have now gone through circumcision, the male, you cannot stand side by side with the adult. Why they consider they are not clean? Yeah? They are not clean is not because they urinate in the mosque. It's because that's their nature. The children, they won't clean like us, an adult. But are you going to say that when they touch each other, then their prayer is not valid, the prayer of the adult is not valid because the young children, the boy, is not totally clean? No. There's nothing to talk about that. But there is the opinion of one group of people. That's why they say the young children, before sunnah, before balik, stand behind. Don't stand in between. They ask you, sunnah already? Did the Prophet going to ask anybody sunnah already? Sunnah? No. We hope that time comes to do it as soon as possible. Even after sunnah or after circumcision, do you think that everybody clean their private part properly? Some who never learn how to clean their private, they don't care. So is their prayer not valid? Of course, if they do not clean themselves, they will suffer not only in the day of judgment from the grave, but their dirtiness or they are not clean do not affect us now. It won't have any effect. But it is always wise for anyone who carry baby into the mosque to double check the Pampers before you bring them in. You know how long you're going to stay there. We do not want that the Pampers is overflow of urine, and then you know when you carry, we are worried that the urine of the baby will pass through and you get wet. And then if the baby consume only milk within the 2 years, alhamdulillah, you have some water, you sprinkle, it's clean, considered clean. But if they have consumed other than just milk, then you have to wash that particular part. If not, it's considered unclean. If you know how to take good care of that area, alhamdulillah. But I think they remind the mother because a lot of people are not aware how to bring their children, baby, when they use Pampers, check you know, they can even, you know, sit on the carpet, and now it's full, you know, it's over, then it may just leak, and it's not good. We must take care of the cleanliness. But a hadith to say that totally because baby using pampers, because of that, you cannot know. Even the Prophet allowed them to carry infants, baby, when you are praying. But highly recommended for the man, because the man is the one who encouraged, the Prophet encouraged to pray in the mosque, not the woman. So if you go to the mosque, let the father carry the baby. The mother have carried the baby for 7 months inside. It's time for the father to go and carry when he's outside. Yeah? Times, but we love children, but we don't want to carry them. That's not good. Show mercy to the baby. The baby need you too. Yeah? Naam. Any other question from the sisters? Any question from the sister side? None today. Yeah, there's one. Send back one. And pass this one to the brother here.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Tomorrow is supposed to be a public holiday for the birthday of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But many of us do know that the birthday of our Prophet has not been actually known. It's not known. But the day of his wafat, yes, was supposed to have been on the 12th of
Rabi'ul Awal.
Rabi'ul Awal on a Monday. So those people who say that it is the birthday of the Prophet together with the day that the Prophet's wafat, that is definitely wrong, right? Absolutely wrong.
Of course. Yeah.
So, of course, by right, we should not celebrate. But people are asking, why can we not celebrate the Prophet on the day of his wafat? So, you know, it becomes very complicated because, I mean, every year I think you all ask the same questions, lah, but you have to go through it again and again. And then there is video that goes on to say that it is the day that the Prophet, it is the wafat of the Prophet on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. So, it is written in the Quran or Hadith or what?
No,
the date.
The historian confirmed. No one dispute the date of the death. The date of the death of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody dispute about that. The dispute only took place about his birthday. Now, the term they said, if why can't we celebrate the death of Prophet Muhammad? The term we use is very, very wrong. Do you celebrate the death of anybody? Tell me you love him to die. When the companion was so sad, Omar, to the extent that who dare say that Muhammad is dead, I'm going to chop off his head. Because the love of the Prophet is so great that they just are not prepared to accept the fact that the Prophet is no more with them. But the way we're feeling, if you say celebrate, you cannot use that term. Using the word celebration is very wrong. We should use another term. Let us remember the death of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest loss for this ummah. The greatest loss. That's why I'm saying, we are a very confused nation. And we keep on doing the same mistake every year. Meaning, either we are blind, we don't see the calendar, or act blind, or our heart is ghafla, we don't care. We have to make changes. Mistake done, yes. Last time we do not know, we are confused. Now we know if all the evidence is there, then make changes. We don't care about our religion. We don't love our religion the way Allah and the Prophet want us to love the religion. How the companion loved the religion. That's why I'm just quoting again that If you keep on ghafla, 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 Allah still give you the opportunity to change. You don't care, you don't care. Allah will change you. We really don't know why we are so stubborn. When it comes to the wrong thing, we are so stubborn. If you are stubborn in doing what is right, alhamdulillah, it's correct. But anything right, you are not consistent. Anything not right, you just don't care. Let it go, and you confuse the coming generation. You think the new generation is going to believe what you say? No more. Because they are exposed to the knowledge. They have dalil, they have proof. That is wrong. So how careless we are. And those who are in charge with that, they must look into that. Be ready to accept changes for the sake of Allah. There's nothing wrong. You humble yourself. What can we do? It's been there for centuries. It's been there, but it's not correct. So you want to keep on carrying on the wrong thing, or you want to make changes, and then Allah will bless you for that, and there will be a rod of reward. Now you correct what is wrong. It's just like the character of people smoking. They don't want to change. You know smoking is so bad. Even the government have to say that is smoke kill. But still they want to kill themselves. There is also a sign of ghafla. They don't feel for others. So inshallah, sisters, this thing is going to happen. But we have to keep on talking. We have to keep on reminding. And we don't participate in any kind of this kind of celebration. Because it's wrong. If you believe that this is the day the Prophet passed away, how can you celebrate the death of the Prophet? It's the loss of us. We feel so sad. Even he's no more with us, we don't live in his time. What should we do? By right. We should revive his teaching. Physically, he's not with us, but we must revive his teaching. How beautiful if 10 years, give you example, we have celebrated more than 50 years already, more than that. If 1 year you remember as one saying of the Prophet, at least 50 saying you remember. Now you ask people who love the Prophet and celebrate his birthday, read one hadith, they don't remember. They want to salawat, also they don't salawat the way the Prophet taught them. Now I just received this message this morning also, because I just came home yesterday. People are saying, oh, we invite everybody to make salawat. Yeah. How many times? They say salawat, if I'm not wrong, either 5 million times or 5,000 times. I remind everybody to do, to get the reward from Allah. Salawat is good. To fix the number, 5,000, who give you the authority to fix the number? How, lesser than 5,000, not good? Example. And then the way they taught you to make salawat, then you know it's not from the Prophet. Why do you do that? You want to make salawat to the Prophet, you follow the way that the Prophet had taught you. When Allah revealed the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةَ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The companions do not just develop their own salawat. They ask the Prophet, how do we perform salawat? And the Prophet taught them. And that is what they do. They don't add and minus. They don't modify. We show so good, so clever, so smart, but ghaflah. Ghafla means you are not guided. You don't follow any guidance. So may Allah protect us, yeah, from getting involved or promoting things that is not right. Inshallah. That's what, brother.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. This is about solah. Just need your confirmation about one, the hadith of Tirmizi about solah, the five compulsory solah. Let's say, for example, if I go to the surau, for example, and the zuhur time is already in, I perform my prayer of zuhur, And then after that, there's one jama'ah came in and they pray as a jama'ah. The hadith says that I need to perform again the Zuhur prayer with the jama'ah. You just need your confession about the hadith from Tirmidhi.
Yeah. Now, what is been mentioned in the sunnah, it is highly recommended for those who have not performed jama'ah prayer. Suddenly there's a jama'ah going on, you can join them to get the jama'ah prayer. Yes. It's not that you... It's not a must, actually. It's highly recommended. So that you don't miss the reward of 27 times. Yeah. That is what the Prophet encouraged his ummah. Yeah. Normally, in a surah and the mosque, is highly recommended. Because they should have a proper jama'ah. But in a rest and R&R musalla, you don't have to. Because everybody is traveling. Everything is moving very fast. Yeah, so, you can do with yours, and then if you know there's a jama'ah going on, you should join them. If you're there, you're alone, and then you start your prayer, later on, you a jama'ah, you have to rush, you go. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah. When you are traveling, the hukum change a bit. But when you're local, normally the Prophet encourages you not to miss the jama'ah prayer. Yeah. So, brother and sister, inshallah, on the we have one last one from the Masla, inshallah. Where's the mic, please? But before the mic reach him, this coming Sunday, I think we are not here. The class is on. I think the class is on. I think only I'm not here because we're leaving for the campsite. This is the time we are going to spend at least 4 nights with the children, the youths, to make sure that they love the deen and they become a good son and a daughter, inshallah. Yeah? This is our commitment to the younger generation. Yeah? Even we are not young anymore, but Allah still gives us the energy to do what we can. We are going to make use of the energy, the time, to do things that please Allah Rabbul Alameen. We have no time to waste. Yeah? So, but the class will still carry on by other ustaz, I think, inshallah. Then we'll be back again after that. Yeah? Now,
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So this question, I'm going to ask about the hadith. The hadith of Rasulullah is conveyed either by his action or when he commands, and also when how he reacts. The first two is not a problem because there are evidence and books for different clerics who write them down, like Bukhari, you know, like that. But it's when you talk about where somebody does something which the Prophet never does. Some say that this is when he mentioned this to the Prophet, he doesn't say anything.
No.
But this is where the problem is. There are so many quotations, and as a result we have on one particular subject, for instance, it comes out on TV, one ustaz will say something in the morning, another ustaz will say something in the evening, and at night another ustaz, on the same subject, we have all these problems. Because there is no evidence in writing that he says it or he does it. So this is where. So what do we do when we have these questions?
Now, in brief, what Ajay Maslan is trying to share with us, following the sunnah of the Prophet through the evidence of his saying, Qawl Nabi, is very clear cut. Yeah? The Prophet say this, you have evidence, you follow. His action, the Prophet does it, and you know the companion confirm it. Who confirmed the action of the Prophet is the companions. The wives of the Prophet, they are the one who confirmed. That's why you don't say his saying. He didn't say it out, but this is his action. And it was done in front of somebody, and that someone just confirmed, that's how I saw the Prophet does it. Alhamdulillah. Evidence is there. Khalas. Now the third time. The third is the Prophet, neither he does it, neither he command. But it happened at his time. Some companion does it, and he never say anything. That is called taqreel. That is called taqreel, and it's a sunnah of the Prophet. Because the Prophet's nature, if something is wrong, he will forbid them. When something is nothing against it, then he will be silent. When he's silent, means he agreed upon. Now, you don't use the same concept to apply it now. Because when you do it now, there is no confirmation from the Prophet. At his time, he is there to confirm. So the silence of the Prophet, the agreement of the Prophet, the taqreel, it only happened in or at his time. Not, you cannot generalize, oh, you know, if the Prophet alive also, he agreed. Now, who gives you that feeling? Yeah? Who gives you that idea? No, no, no. Whatever happened at the time of the Prophet, we accept as a sunnah. Whatever do not happen after that, nobody can say it's a sunnah. This is opinion. So if you're given an opinion and the sunnah, I think it's safer for us to follow the sunnah and abandon what is not taught by the Prophet. Especially about religious matter, ibadah, ritual. Everything is clear cut. Explained in so detail. There's nothing for you to minus or because nobody are so particular about the act of worship like salawat upon the Prophet, then Prophet himself. He is very particular, very detailed. So all this ritual, which Allah said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, I have perfected my religion. So if you still think that you can do anything you like, then what is this ayah going to apply to in our daily life? That means everybody has the free hand to do anything. I think it's okay. I think that is you think. Your thinking have no value. But dunya matters, we are open. Because the Prophet gives you that option. Antum a'lamu bi umri dunyakum. Anything to do the worldly affairs, you can do what you want. As long as it do not go against the principle of Islam. It's just like we are going to Mecca, we take a flight. In the time of the Prophet, there's no airplane. And then people say, then you cannot go by airplane, you can go by camel. What can we do? If the Prophet said, only come to Mecca with camel, then we have to use camel. Whether you like it or not, because the Prophet said so. But the Prophet never said that. You can come in any form, so you go. If not, then the first thing that Tabung Haji have to prepare is 25,000 of camels. You know, train them. And then, of course, you cannot take a camel all the way from here. You may take ship halfway. Or, you want, you can go from here to Thailand, Thailand to Myanmar, Myanmar cross the border, Bangladesh, Bangladesh, you go. I think we will die halfway. No. Right. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Now, it's Zohar time, we get prepared for our Zohar. May Allah bless us. And don't forget our mission, amana that Allah have given us, and always put Allah's and the saying of the Prophet ahead of anything else. May Allah bless us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.